on with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Grammy-winning recording artist and coach on The Voice, the lovely Alicia Keys. What's going on?
Everything is so good. I'm glad to be here with you. It's been a minute since I saw you.
I know. You're looking as beautiful as ever. Thank you for taking
the time. Appreciate it.
You know, I've been a big fan for a long time.
I appreciate that, too. And man, this new music is so exciting, and I'm super just like, I'm just feeling electric.
Well, I'm excited about the music. I want to get to that in a second, but first of all, how are the kids? Egypt and Genesis, right?
Egypt and Genesis.
And we're like on the same program. They're about the same age, 6-year-old, and you have a 2-year-old?
Yeah, he's about to be 2 in December.
Yeah, what are they into?
Everything. Totally different, but they play really well together, so that's really adorable. It's kind of cute to see.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Of course, Genesis is the youngest, so he runs after Egypt everywhere. He calls him EGB. EGB. Where's EGB?
It's like UFC in my house. Complete opposite. I am breaking up fights left and right.
You're like, stop it!
Yeah, and two boys, so they're not throwing down yet, huh?
No, they're like, they really love each other. They're like, they really connect. And even Egypt, when Genesis was first kind of younger,
yeah.
Egypt would say, Mommy, our baby's crying.
Oh,
like,
that's
our
good.
Baby is crying.
Very
so
nurturing.
He was really, he's really into it. He loves, I think he's really ecstatic about being the older brother now.
Yeah.
It's making him feel really good.
Did you guys do a family theme for Halloween?
You know, we didn't get a chance to get as thematic as we probably could have.
Right.
But we did do a few little dresses up here and there. The kids, of course, they had their thing. The funny thing actually about Halloween was, like, I got everything together. I got Egypt's thing together. I got his older brother's thing together. I got everybody's costume. I was all ready for Genesis. I had like 3 different options. I was like, what if he wants to be like a this or that or
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
And I forgot to press... bye.
Oh no.
So everybody had a costume except the baby. I have a feeling this is what happens to the babies all the time.
And they're like, what's up?
They're like, but what? So he got some generic, like, last bootleg leftover.
Right.
Like, but whatever.
That makes a good pick. They make a good pick. Well, that's awesome. Well, your other baby, the new album, is now out. Here is the name of it. So tell me about that. You're excited about it, obviously, but where'd you find the inspiration for these songs?
Man, these songs are definitely the best songs I've ever written yet.
That's saying something.
This album is the best album I've ever done yet, for sure. Like, without question. I feel like it almost throws back to my very first album in regards to kind of the rawness and the real, like, vulnerability and honesty of it, but with the wisdom that I have now, which, you know, I just didn't have the access to in the beginning,
right.
You know?
Right.
So it has this urgency. It has like this sonic that's really almost undescribable, you know, but you really get it, and it's very heartfelt. And then topically, it's really a lot of, you know, it's kind of has this emotional perspective of what we're all going through in our different parts of the world.
It's funny that you say what we're all going through, because your first album, I was going through like a really bad breakup, right? Like my first adult mature, and you were on heavy rotation.
Right.
So every time I hear this, like, ooh, isn't it funny how like you hear a song and it just kind of takes you back and you can like feel exactly how you were feeling and like emotionally and everything.
That's
so you got like a special place, just so you know, because of all that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like, and it's funny now because cut to, I'm in a much better place in my life.
Right.
You know, and now your new album, very ironic, I'm just saying.
Right.
No, with the timing.
It's really interesting. And I think it's so cool because it talks so much. It started out with this kind of I just understood finally that I was not really fully being as honest as I could be, or I was maybe not honest is not the word. It's more like when you are trying to kind of say everything that won't offend anyone.
Right.
And I realized I was falling into this pattern, and it wasn't like because I was trying to be phony or fake or anything. I genuinely was trying to be kind, you know what I mean? But I found that I was just kind of starting to lose this side of myself that was much more direct and much more tell it as it is and much more just honoring my own feelings as opposed to trying to make the, you know, the least offensive clip that would be aired on whatever thing that I was interviewing for. So that started to trap me up a little bit, and I started to identify there was a lot of self-censoring that was going on with me with the best intentions, but it kind of lost my own like little grit fire.
That's interesting.
Opinion.
Yeah, you
know?
Start policing yourself. I get it.
And it was like too much.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what opened up a whole other conversation and openness within myself. And then I started to think a lot about like, well, now that you feel that way, what are you fired up about? Like, what is kind of irritating you, or what's making you feel amazing, or what talk about it. And I started making this list of all these things that I was kind of annoyed with, sick of, aggravated by, wanting to change, different, you know, feeling amazing about, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was really a new thing for me, to make a list of things that were, you know, frustrating me in a way. And that list kind of became the basis of a lot of the topics that I started to write about in a way that was really, you know, again, just direct and vulnerable and honest and raw. And so that's why the music is the best it's ever been.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand you had a little creative collective. You all lived together.
We did kind of live together.
That was like,
seriously.
It was like camp?
It was like the real... some type of TV show, but it was definitely it was just cool because I knew that I was ready to go this layer deeper, and I knew I needed to surround myself with people who were also ready to take that leap off of the edge of the bridge and live on the edge of like everything.
Yeah.
And so we got together. It's four of us: myself, a writer producer named Mark Batson, who is just a beast. Harold Lilly, who's another writer, and my husband Swiss, which we never really planned to kind of do a whole body of work together. Yeah. But all of us together, three, one's from Brooklyn, one's from Bronx, I'm from Harlem, Lily's from like Virginia. It had like this mix up of thoughts, sonics, feelings, perspectives, and it was really powerful. And I think that's another thing that makes it really something that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
How'd you enjoy the process working with your husband so close like that? Because I work with my wife here actually on the radio show.
Oh, that's
you start
cool.
laughing, so it had its challenges, I imagine.
I just remember this one story. It's kind of how the whole album started, and I'm a loner. I'm a big loner, especially musically and in the studio.
Huh.
I'm very I'm a bit introverted. I like kind of my private space. I'm kind of like in my head, you know. And he is like exact opposite. He's like, everywhere he goes, there's 30 people that join.
He likes to roll deep.
He's very electric. Like, he's a very electric energy. So everywhere he goes, it's like there's massive people that are just like, boom, we're here, and they're vibing, and they're so genuine. They love it. They love
that's good balance though.
So we're totally different. So here I am in the studio just by myself. I'm a loner, and I'm listening to music. I'm listening to Makeba, Miriam Makeba, and I'm like going in. I'm like really listening to interesting, different sounds. And so he comes up and he sits on a couch. It's probably like 12 midnight, and he sits on a couch and he's sitting there for a minute. I'm just listening to my songs, and hey, babe, we should work on something tonight. And I'm like just listening to my stuff, you know? So I'm like, I'm actually
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm kind of just listening to my stuff right now. Right. So like, I'm cool, but you know, it's cool. So he's like, okay, that sounds really good. Okay. So he sits back, he lays down. I'm like just still listening, playing different songs. Man, that's a great song. You know what we should do? We should work together tonight. We should come up with something tonight. And I'm like, nah, babe. Like, I'm good. I don't want to.
Right. Oh, buddy.
So that's he's like, funny. Okay. Nah, it's cool. So he goes downstairs and I don't see him anymore. And I'm probably leaving around like 2 a.m. or something. I'm finally finished. I'm looking for him and he's down in this other production room we have. And I listen on the door and whatever is being played out of that room is so crazy. Like, the sound of it is so outrageous. I open the door and he's banging. He's just banging out. And I'm like, what is that? And he turns to me, he's like, I told you we were supposed to work on something tonight. And literally that was the night that started it all. We started writing that night. We wrote in the car on the way home. Like, we started like writing one of the songs called She Don't Really Care, which is on the album. And that's the energy that's been a part of the album.
That's
that kind of
awesome.
Like free, crazy.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's actually worked out.
Yeah, you know, worked out.
In that way.
Well, and then you, Blended Family is the first single, right?
Yes.
So I'm assuming taken from real life, right?
A
little Blended Family right there.
This whole album is real life. Everyone's real life.
Yeah.
This whole album is everybody's real life. I promise you, if you're alive, you're going
to
feel it.
You'll be able to feel it. Yeah.
Blended Family, though, is one of my favorite songs on the album. And what I really talk about on it and what it's kind of covering is what is the modern day family? What is it? You know what I mean? And I think there's so many versions of it, and it's so beautiful and cool to embrace them all. Some of them, maybe there's two moms with their kids. Maybe there's, a Asian mother and a black father, you know. Maybe there is a family like my family where there is children from other relationships, and then we all get to be one big family unit, you know. And there's just so many versions of what a blended family is that it's really cool to explore it and talk about it, because I might be wrong, but I've never heard a song that spoke about the way that families can be blended and they can have come together in many sure. different ways. So it's really kind of fantastic to be able to have that dialogue, that yeah. conversation. The people that come up to me, they're like, let me show you a picture of my family. And they want to show me
yeah.
like their beautiful blended family.
Well, that's the best right there, the reaction. And yeah. then you got to do something really cool. You shut down Times Square for a big concert, right?
Whoa. It was so crazy. I did.
Not far from where you grew up, right? Because you're from Hell's Kitchen?
Exactly, in my backyard. Yeah. You know, all those streets that I walked down, 42nd, 43rd, 44th, 45th, Broadway, right there in the middle of Times Square. All the buildings, all the wild screens and advertisements that are like assaulting yeah. you everywhere and all the yeah. people. And it was incredible. We actually took over the screens to be able to put the visuals of the different songs from the album on it. And it was the most, I'm speechless
yeah,
currently
still.
Yeah,
it's gotta be a surreal moment.
Totally surreal. It's a dream I never even dreamed. It's like I dreamed the dream, but never dreamed that it would actually right. become real.
Yeah.
And it was so emotional and so powerful, and it was a blessing. So,
that's awesome. Yeah. Hey, Alicia, what you've helped fuel this whole no makeup trend. What sparked that? Now, I got to say, I mean, it kind of helps when you have flawless skin and you're looking like you're 16 years old.
Thank you.
Without makeup right now.
Thank you. I have to say, first of all, I didn't always have flawless skin. So I really relate and I understand how it feels to want to be able to, you know, just like, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on with us emotionally, especially as women. Like, I think we really express ourselves. A lot of times our emotions come through our bodies. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if we're stressed or this, you know, all of a sudden our skin is like crazy. That's yeah. what happens to me a lot.
Yeah, me too. I stress out.
You know?
I'm like, damn, I'm in my 40s. Why am I breaking out now? What's going on with that?
And then you don't even think, because you think you have it all under control. So you don't think you're super stressed. And you're mm-hmm. like, I must be going through something.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But so I totally understand how it feels to want to just, you know, cover up your imperfections. And believe me, so that's been me my whole life. Like you said, I like broke out until I was 30. And I was like, seriously? Like, yes. For real? Like, I'm just, this is it?
Like, supposed to
what
chill
happened?
With age.
So, but it happens. And it happens to all of us in different ways. So for me, I just recognized also that as a woman and as a woman in the entertainment industry, I was just becoming almost like a slave to this concept that if I wasn't perfectly contoured and perfectly made up with my everything on, that I couldn't take a picture, or I couldn't go to the store, or I couldn't pick up my son from school, or I couldn't, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. And it's like I was becoming chained to this idea in my head of what I thought I had to look yeah. like, or some perfection idea. And I didn't like it. I didn't yeah. like it anymore. And I didn't want to feel like that. And I didn't want to be caught in that. And I just said to myself, like, look, who are you? Take a look at yourself for a second. And again, this is my own personal journey. This isn't something sure. that I started a movement so everyone cannot. I don't care what you do. I want you to do what feels good to you. And if right. that means you love makeup and it makes you feel good because you feel like, you know, beautiful and powerful, great. Feel beautiful and powerful with whatever way you need to express yourself. For me, this was just my personal story to say I'm learning myself and I want to be the best version of myself that I can. And I want to also challenge myself to try things and break some of these rules, because I think as women, we're like forced to be held on some stature of like perfection. If you're not this skinny, and if you can't wear this, and if you don't have this color hair, and if your skin isn't like that, and if you don't put on this, and if you're like, whoa. As a woman, it is intense.
Yeah, no, it is
it
intense.
It is intense.
No, that's empowering. As
you know
a father
what I mean?
Of a little girl, I can appreciate it.
So yeah. I've just always wanted to have a few different options. That's
yeah,
all. Like,
well,
just to see
you.
A few different options of, like, when I grew up, like, I had Lauryn Hill. You know, yeah. she looked a certain way. I had Mary J. Blige. She yeah. looked a certain way. I had, like, TLC. They looked a certain way. I had Salt and Pepper. They looked a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, and that was cool to yeah. just be able to be like, oh, maybe I'm a rock like this, or I'm a rock like this. So
yeah, yeah.
we just have the option. There's no like standard of what you're supposed to look like.
Yeah.
You're supposed to look how you feel great. And
there
I just want to encourage my beautiful ladies. You're gorgeous every way you want to swag. So
I
just
like
do
that.
Your thing.
Yes. Good for
you. Know?
I like that. Really do. You've been having fun on The Voice?
I've been having a ball. It's like ridiculously too much fun, actually.
And
it's kind of.
And do you all chat it up like during the breaks and stuff? You all the judges pretty cool with you?
We are like brothers and sisters. It's pretty nuts. We make the same fun we make of each other on the show.
Yeah.
We're making probably more. They probably edit to make us not look too crazy. Yeah. off the show. And we're really wild. So it's really fun to be able to just have that have a great time together, really have such incredible talent that is you know, we're able to coach and we're able to share our experiences with, you know, tonight, Mondays. Wait, when does this air?
This is going to air Wednesday.
All right. Wednesday. So Monday was the first day of lives. So that was really intense and
those are the
crazy.
Best. You know, when you're getting done too?
Yeah, it's like happening. Yeah, it's happening. So
that's great.
It's my first time. So I'm experiencing the whole thing. It's very fresh.
No.
We need to wrap, so jump to holidays.
Okay. What's this? Obviously, Thanksgiving and Christmas around the corner. Well, yes. What are the plans? Are you staying in New York or?
I'm not sure. I definitely love to be home for the holidays. I think we all do. It's like the one time in the year where just everything gets quiet and like calm and there's actually no one available, right? And you're I'm not available either.
Yeah. And then you get like those nice white Christmases back there. Huh?
Oh, that's the best. I have to say, sometimes we'll traipse out and in all the snow with our boots and our coats and we're making our snow angels. And that's the best part of the holidays for me. So I do hope that we'll be able to be home, be with each other, just take some quiet time to not always have to be rushing and going and moving fast. So I look forward to it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come. Congrats on everything, professionally and personally.
Thank you,
my dear. And I look forward to checking out the new album. The new album, by the way, is called Here, and it's out now. And you can follow Alicia on Twitter @AliciaKeys. Thank you again.
That's right. On with Mario Lopez.